For reasons unknown to me. The story of how this debut novel came to be written in the first place, of how and why Burroughs began his career with it, this is a mystery that's bound to interest us. But our appetite for the hard facts is always balanced by an intuitive sense that the mystery of such beginnings should remain intact. Perhaps this is because writers must, at some level, remain mysteries to themselves in order to write at all, and we respect that truth as much as we want to violate it. In any event, there's a contradiction here that goes to the heart of Burroughs' novel, one captured in two of its most characteristic lines. "Here are the facts," is the first of them, which promises to give us everything we want to know, and this the other, that takes it all back again. There is no key, no secret someone else has that he can give you. To get a measure of this book, and to understand what this new 50th anniversary edition seeks to add to our appreciation of it, the simplest place to start is with the significant but unexpected mystery of what I have so far avoided. Its title. Titles are not supposed to be mysterious. They're meant to fix a work, to give it a clear identity, to define in miniature the author's intention. Not so this one, whose history of slight but crucial changes is a version of the novel's curious editing fate writ small. Burroughs began his book about junk at the dead center of the 20th century, only a couple of months after relocating his family to Mexico City in late fall 1949. Escaping the punitive regime of Cold War America after a string of drug busts, Burroughs was beginning what would turn into a quarter of a century as a writer in exile. He broke the news to Jack Kerouac in a letter dated March 10, 1950, and interesting news it must have been. 5 years earlier, they had actually collaborated on a novel together. But whereas Kerouac was now more passionate than ever about his literary vocation, his own first novel, The Town and the City, had just been published, Burroughs had since given up on writing. In later years, he would say Kerouac was the one who kept telling him he was a writer, but there was no mention of this in March 1950. He called his novel simply Junk, and at the end of the year, this was what he typed on the title page of his first draft manuscript, followed by his nom de plume, borrowed from his character's appearance in Kerouac's novel, William Dennison. When the novel appeared in 1953, both title and pseudonym had changed. Junk by William Dennison had become Junkie, Confessions of an Unredeemed Drug Addict by William Lee. Burroughs himself chose the new name, a very equivocal choice, in fact. He said he needed a pseudonym to conceal his identity from his family, but perversely he chose Lee, his mother's maiden name, and so revealed the very thing he claimed to want to hide. Both the title and subtitle, however, were chosen behind Burroughs' back by the publishers, Ace Books, in one of a series of cuts and changes they forced on his novel. Allen Ginsberg, who at that time was acting as Burroughs' agent, had already fought and lost the case before the deal with Ace was signed in July 1952.